The Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. Today I'll be chatting about the subject of Stop the Bus, I Want to Get Off. You may be thinking, what on earth is she going on about? Well, what I'd like to do is to chat about pausing for a moment, taking a deep breath and stopping for a while. What I mean by that is pausing and taking time to think about your life, reflecting on what you do and why you do what you do. Is there anything that doesn't really serve you well anymore? Are there things which perhaps would be best changed or indeed stopped? We all live lives of busy, and the world is frenetic and it's fractious. And right now we've got a headline of uncertainty to add to the complicated mix. And the recent lockdowns we've had have made me think an awful lot about the benefits of a pause in life, getting off the bus as it were. I wondered if pausing life and having more time to reflect on life and what you do in your daily life was something beneficial. Having reflected on it and having spoken to several people about it, my personal opinion is that if you feel you need a pause, then go for it. A dear friend of mine has in the last few years moved from a very corporate working life and lifestyle, and she decided it wasn't benefiting her health and well-being. So she went away on a walking holiday, reflected on her life and what she'd achieved. And when she returned, she decided to totally change her life to do something completely different. Obviously, a great deal of thought went into this. It wasn't just a whim. And she made an awful lot of plans and sacrifices to her life and her lifestyle. She now feels happier, more content, and has a totally new outlook on life after deciding to follow a passion for something she always wanted to do but never had the time. That sounds so exciting and liberating, doesn't it? And I bet it's rather scary too. Changing your life drastically if you want to and if you can is something to strive for if that's how you feel. I applaud my friend, and I know that they're so much happier after making such a huge decision to get off the corporate bus, as it were. If you too want to consider pausing your life and taking time to reflect where you've been and where you might want to take yourself to next, here are a few tips. Give yourself some allocated regular time to move your focus from the life you lead to the life you'd like to lead. Grab a pen, a nice journal or a notepad and a cuppa and find somewhere quiet, somewhere you can reflect and contemplate. Breathe deeply and then begin. And then ask yourself some questions. What do I do now which I could change if I wanted to? Is there anything that doesn't serve a purpose? Is there something I'm doing that I don't actually need to do, but I'm doing it because I've done it for years? What's not possible for you to change currently? This could be a need for an income, caring responsibilities for others, and a whole host of other things. And then ask yourself the question, what makes you happy and content? This could be anything. Be expressive in your answers. If you can't find a word to express it, draw something. Write a poem. Or record something vocal, such as a song or something like that. What is it that you would really like to do if money and time were no object? Now really think about this. What inspires you? Do you have an untapped passion for something? And what does your heart long for in life? Consider these questions. Then make a do list and a not do list. This is the start to making changes in your life that you have the power to make. Why not give it a go? Perhaps get off the bus for a while and see the other side of life. Until the next time, thanks for listening. Bye for now.